Hey, it's Brent with Switch to Solar. Another great episode for you today. I'm actually pretty excited. This is going to be short, but it's a fun one to discuss because I love technology. And the topic that the question that's behind this is why people think, hey, I feel like this solar pricing stuff is a little too good to be true. And I agree with you, okay? Meaning the savings that you see for zero out-of-pocket, zero startup costs, zero installation costs, and then you just get immediate savings? How is that possible? What's the shenanigans going on here, right? Like, how do you get paid? You know, what's going on? The key here is this. One, you're not being hoodwinked or something like that. Nothing's happening, okay? Everybody's getting paid and getting paid great, and you're just seeing the savings from it, okay? That's the short answer. But why? Why is it that you can get zero down, zero out of pocket, everything to get solar on your roof and installed, zero maintenance cost with a power purchase agreement, for example? Everything's taken care of you, everything's installed for you, and you're the only time you actually start paying, so to speak, for your solar is your new monthly lower payment that's way lower, typically, than your utility company, okay? Anywhere between 20 and up to 60% lower than what you're paying right now, okay? Why is that? How is that even possible? The simple answer right now is this, is technology meets timing. That's it. Technology of solar panels, not new. Okay, that's been around a while, for a few decades now. And at the now, has it improved? Yeah, incrementally. Solar panels have gotten more efficient. They're higher production, meaning you know they can produce more power in the same space of on your roof, for instance. One panel can produce more power, but not really advancing a whole lot, okay? So I'm not talking about that. It's timing. And let me explain to you two different industries outside of solar that have already seen this, and you, there's a 90% chance that you've experienced both of these products or both of these services. One, Uber, okay? Uber, I have some notes here. Right time with the right technology, okay? Right time, Uber, March 2009. It's 2020, the time of this recording. 11 years ago, Uber started. Who takes a taxi, by the way? I haven't even stepped foot in a taxi, and I don't know how long. Now, nothing against taxis. I just mean that's not the common thing anymore, and it's only been 11 years, and taxis before that have been around for 100 years or however long it's been. I don't even know, but it's been a lot. You know, taxis have been around. Well, 11 years ago, Uber starts, 2009. And here's why. Go look it up. The biggest reason why it took off was not because the idea. The idea seemed weird. Well, I'm going to ride in somebody else's car? No thanks. You know, that's weird. They're just going to come pick me up? No, it's technology. Our phones, smartphones, if you remember, iPhones came out around 2009. iPhones were just coming out, plus other smartphones had already been out. And now it became ubiquitous, meaning it was everywhere. People didn't leave their phones with them without, or didn't leave the home without their phones. And now this technology says, you can, by the way, you can get picked up by a car, a rideshare, anywhere, and you can see when they're going to arrive at any minute. And it's way cheaper than a taxi. You're like, okay, done deal. So it sounded almost too good to be true then too. And you don't have to tip, by the way. So back then, I don't know, in San Diego, I think that was the first market they opened up, or at least one of the first markets. Well, back then you didn't even have to tip. It was built in. It was just built into the pricing. There was no tip expected. I know it's different now that the market is established with Uber. But can you imagine that? I mean, Lyft didn't even exist. That was like 2014 when Lyft started becoming popular and coming out to compete. So that's technology. Meeting timing, okay? Another one, Airbnb. Have you ever rented an Airbnb? Have you ever paid for Airbnb on your phone? Not a new idea, not new tech, just the right technology at the right time, okay? People have been leasing their home out to people forever or renting their home out forever. Now it's just a different way of how you do it. That's the idea, but then it met the technology. The technology was now available. So what does this have to do? And by the way, the year, I have it right here. April 2007 was the idea that Airbnb started, kind of out of the garage, so to speak. But it wasn't until November 2010 that it even gained traction, because it got some funding, basically. Got some funding, it gained traction, and now Airbnb is taking out hotels. So that is a very good example. Uber taking out the taxi industry, just totally transforming the taxi industry and taking it over. And now Airbnb is totally transforming the hotel industry. The hotels are struggling on their own and having to innovate, and some just go out of business because Airbnb is taking it over, and it's not even their damn home. Airbnb is just an app in arranging a homeowner with a consumer. They don't even have any overhead when it comes to a hotel or a room or maintenance or our house cleaning. So of course Airbnb can be cheaper than a hotel. They don't have all that cost, right? Now compare that to solar and your standard good old utility company. Like, I'm going to use SDG&E. Now, please keep in mind, we have friends and coworkers and people who work with SDG&E, and they're great people. That's like, meaning the workers. I'm not saying anything for corporate. I don't know anybody there. I just mean I'm not ripping on the company, okay? But look at that. Do you see why it's so much cheaper now? Why it seems too good to be true? It's not too good to be true. It's just the right technology at the right timing. In the last, let's see, if you go look this up, you'll see that the solar panels and installation of solar panels have become so much more affordable than it was even in 2005, when residential solar became even really possible. People started thinking, let's do this on our homes. Now, people have been using it off-grid all the time, but I mean in, you know, neighborhoods. DIY kind of started. They ran into some problems with that, with electric and stuff. But still, the point is now it's become popular. And now the cost to install solar on your home has dropped by more than 70% over the last decade. Okay. In the last quarter of 2019, because this is 2020, in the last quarter of 2019, it was the lowest ever to get solar installed on a residential home. So prices have dropped dramatically. Why? Same thing. Not really new technology, but the right timing. The timing has been pretty much since 2015, 2016, that transition. And it was growing, and now it's starting to take off. And that takeoff, what's great is now you can get in and have zero out of pocket, zero down, zero install, zero everything when it comes to, as long as you have a decent credit score and you own the home, you can get solar on your roof and literally pay nothing to get it on your roof. Then you'll have a lower power bill than what you're paying by at least, the average is at least 25%, and then up to 60% cheaper per month. So look at it like that. Stop thinking I have to buy solar. Not that you shouldn't. I'm just saying that's not the only way to get solar. Okay. That's crazy. That's why it sounds too good to be true when it's actually not. It just makes sense. You can look at all the technology and the timing that it came out, like Uber and like Airbnb and so many others. They're exponential technologies that have totally transformed an industry. Solar's just another one. And then time is now. And so jump in, get into it, get a quote, ask us for some help. We're happy to help. It doesn't cost us to use a service, or anyone that you know that knows how anything about solar and can get you the right system set up on your home. And it will totally change the way you pay your bills. It's easier. There's an app. It's fancy. It looks cool. Everything's controlled digitally. It's awesome technology at the right time. So just jump in and find a way to get it on your home. It's not too good to be true. It's perfect. It's just how it should be. All right. Hopefully you enjoyed this. And until next time, have a good one.